to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Welcome, welcome, and welcome to the episode 155 of Rant and Wrestling. I am your greatest host of all time, Booty KD, one half of the World Tag Team Champions, and I'm here, joined here, by the Tweener World Champion, who is defending his title on three different days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This is Doomsday. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just to start this off on a little somber note, I have officially quit drinking. No, I'm dead serious. I'm going to AA tomorrow.
No way.
I'm dead serious. No, what happened the weekend, I ended up doing some binge drinking, and last thing I did was drink a whole, like, 750 of Hennessy. Next thing you know, slight alcohol poisoning. So I just go cold turkey and I end up getting freaking alcohol withdrawal for 2 days straight. So I was literally sick, shaking, like, for 2 days freaking straight. Like, I should have went to the hospital, but I didn't. But it's all good now. I'm going to get myself together. I'm ready for WrestleMania week / weekend.
Yeah. All right. Well, good on you. Good on you. And good luck, because it's not going to be easy.
I know. That's all I've been getting all day. Like, good luck. I'm like, fuck.
All right. It's a challenge, man. Hey, it's a challenge. But I believe you can beat this challenge. The ultimate challenge. Joined here, as always, reliable. Coming all the way from the west side. One day going to be coming from the East Coast one of these days. I think he was in, what, Ohio? But this is West Side Golf. Goddamn.
Yeah, yeah. I actually lived in Florida for like 4 or 5 years when I was younger.
Ew. Huh. Ew.
Florida. That's when y'all had alligators in the parking lot.
Ew.
And dolphins right off the coast.
That's actually nice, huh?
Yeah. Not the Miami ones.
My mom was military, so she was stationed out in Florida for a while. So, I actually went to, like, school on a military base, so other than that and theme parks, I don't remember much. But, yeah, Florida.
All right.
I don't think I have anything interesting to note, so let's get to it.
This is going to be WrestleMania weekend, everybody. To me, it came pretty fast. The build to every match, I did not care this year. I didn't pay attention to anything, so it feels like I'm going into WrestleMania blind. The whole weekend blind. You know, so normally I'll watch the last night.
That's hilarious. That is hilarious, because, like, that's kind of the way that people have been doing, like Ring of Honor pay-per-views or, like, NXT TakeOvers. They'll go into those blind, because they really don't give a shit about the build for any of that.
Yeah, yeah. And we should, but... Do they give us a reason to sometimes?
Nope.
They try, but...
They try.
I don't know.
WrestleMania feels like it's become a chore for actual, like, hardcore wrestling fans. Mm. Whereas all the other pay-per-views, they feel more natural. WrestleMania is like, chore.
Well, don't forget, WrestleMania this year is going to be 11 hours. So, we're going to have to be ready.
So they cut 4 hours out, is what you're telling me?
Yeah, for you, the fans, you know, but enough about Vince's company, because how everything is going to be set up today, we're going to get the news out first, and then we will move into, I guess, what little Raw and SmackDown that we watched, and then we'll go into the WrestleMania bookings and all the other indie shows that followed before it. So,
and NXT.
The WWE bookings and the show was a follow-up before it. Yes, I got that.
Okay.
That's in there. So who wants to start off with the news first?
Well, let me just go through this thing real quick, since apparently some people don't like waiting a little while. But so I'll get through this Lionsgate project shit real quick. Lionsgate project.
I tried. I told them that I tried.
Yeah, New Japan's developmental thing, because they used to do it with Noah. Noah dropped out. But they did the full lineup. The first match, Taka Michinoku Motherfucker, which is the opening of his actual theme song.
With the same hairstyle.
Yes, and the same WWE music after it says Taka Michinoku Motherfucker. We'll be taking on a guy named Shota Umino. All you New Japan fans might know Umino's father as he's Red Shoes, the referee in New Japan.
No way.
Yeah. So his son is now a wrestler, so he's 19, so Taka Michinoku's going to whoop his ass, obviously. That one of their New Japan Dojo guys, Harai Kawada, will take on El Desperado. Jado and Ghetto will be taking on two guys from fucking All Japan Pro Wrestling. So
really?
All Japan, yep, All Japan will be partnering up with them. These guys are Koji Iwamoto and Yuma Ioga. I guess Yuma showed up and did the Super J Cup appearance last year and had the unfortunate task of trying to put Tai Chi in a good match, but Tai Chi sucks.
I just want, like, All Japan and New Japan to work together more, because, like, I would love to see, like, fucking, like, Daisei Sakamoto and, like, freaking even Joe Doring and shit like that to, like, show up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Daisei Sakamoto, man, he would fucking kill. I'm honestly thinking, if WWE does do a tournament in Asia and they don't get Daisei Sakamoto, they done fucked up. That guy has a great look. He looks like a wrestler they would want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't want them to, like, relegate it to, like, smaller Asian dudes, because I feel like that's what they do.
Yeah.
Just because of, like, the Cruiserweight Classic and, like, and even to, even, like, the UK one, like, there was only, like, a handful of bigger guys in that.
Yeah.
One. But...
And there are some serious Japanese heavyweights, if they look. I mean, especially some of these guys in BJW, Daisuke Sakamoto. So, in fact, him and his partner for Strong BJ, that Hideaki Suzuki, there's some really good heavyweights they can grab.
And then Zeus, like, he has a physique that would make Vince McMahon bust a nut.
Definitely. Yeah, and he got the braids, too. He would give him, like, a ghetto Korean-Japanese gimmick or some shit, right?
Yeah.
Ghetto Korean.
Hey,
he wouldn't even have known he was Korean.
I live several blocks away from Koreatown too, so
it's Koreans in Japan are interesting because like they'll have Korean names and Japanese names, like they have two separate names. That's what I've noticed about a whole bunch of those Koreans that live in Japan that are Japanese Korean. Like they have two different names.
It's the same thing with Korean Americans. My friend Albert, Korean, and he has a different Korean name. So, yeah. All right, match 4. They bring in some guys from Freedoms, and I believe, Freedoms. One of the smaller indie promotions. That match is, drop that shit. Okay. That's going to be Yoshihashi versus Toru Segura. So Segura is from an indie company called Freedoms, which is owned by Jun Kasai.
Yeah.
All right. Then we have the fifth match. The tag team champions will be taking on Yoto Yoshida and a guy named Dinosaur Takuma. Apparently he dresses like a dinosaur. So that might actually be interesting. This Yoto guy, I believe, is from K-Dojo or something. He's a guy that Taka's really high on. Because, you know, Taka has his own thing.
Yeah.
And then the main event, Nagata will team up with his young boy, Tomoyuki Oka, taking on Nakanishi and his young boy, Katsuya Kitamaro, a guy who also looks like WWE would pick him up, but his ass is signed, so that's not happening. And that is your Lionsgate project. It might be pretty interesting to see the young boys go at it. And that's it.
All right, now, Doomsday, you have some news for everybody?
And boom goes the dynamite, yes. the news, looks like somebody else is here. It looks like Eva Marie may no longer be working in the WWE. Apparently, there has been news that she's possibly been asked for her release or something like that. I don't know what's going on, but
I can't believe it.
Looks like she might be gone.
We didn't talk about this at all.
All that potential wasted.
Yeah, I know. All that build and the potential. She had a good little last little run before she got suspended or injured. I can't remember.
She got suspended. It was like some like wellness.
She never wrestled. It was always something happening, and I wanted her to come back every single week. And now she's gone. Doing what? I don't know. Probably model or something, or be somebody's wife.
I don't know.
That's a job, so.
Yeah. Hey, man, I think her husband does some, like, fitness shit, so, like, maybe she'll hop in on that wave, I guess, and they'll do some couples thing or whatever, but I think she'll be alright. Either that. She'll be straight. You know, she do some modeling, do some fitness shit.
Dye her hair any color she wants.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely, man.
Alright, what else?
Let's see. Actually, let's see if Mofo Magic could possibly join.
Is he here?
Cause I saw that he was online. I saw he logged in. So I'm gonna try him. I'm gonna call him. See what happens. If he don't pick up, then we'll keep moving. You can keep it pushing.
Oh yeah. If he don't pick up, I'm pretty sure
This is rare. Not as rare as Rob though. R.I.P.
Yeah,
but we'll see. All right, let's get it. All right,
okay.
Cross your fingers. Yo, I miss Rob, man. He was so cool, man.
Yeah, like the whole crew.
I don't even
this
know.
This is pre-West Side.
Man, we should get together for WrestleMania, but I doubt that's gonna happen.
I'm going to be home because I'm coming after work. Thank God I get off at 5.
Oh, shit. You're going to be at home. Fuck. Shit. That's good. It's like, so.
This year, I'm not traveling anywhere. I'm going to be watching WrestleMania from my house. I think the last time I watched WrestleMania at my house. Whew. 25?
Really? Okay. Like,
yeah.
The last few WrestleManias, like what was it? The last three WrestleManias I've been away from home. The last three, I think. But yeah, this is gonna be the first time in a little bit. Because
normally I watch it with my friend Courtney, who he was there for WrestleMania 31 over
yep,
his house.
Yep. I remember
but
that
he
one.
Moved, so it's like,
oh, he moved.
Damn,
again?
Where do I go? But last year we watched it at Rob's house.
Yeah, we watched it at Rob's house, man.
Right. And barely made it out, man.
Oh my god.
I was dozed.
Oh.
I was ready.
by Stephanie McMahon's intro, her whole promo intro for Triple H, I was ready to pass out. I was
dude.
Done.
And then now I'm that matter of fact, I'm staying home because I'm watching Walking Dead. They doing all this build.
Oh,
and
you
this
hope.
Build. And this build, they need to blow my socks off on this episode. They did all this build, so this better be the greatest ending in Walking Dead history. Oh my god. Better be. That's all I'm going to say about that. So let's just...
Hey, quick note. Cody Hall's in Noah now.
Cody Hall's in Noah?
Oh, was he injured before?
Yeah, he was injured for a while.
Noah has... He retweeted a Noah update that has a picture of him, and I'm guessing these are his stats, so, you know.
Yeah, because he started snapping pictures like he was back in Japan, and I was like, oh, shit, so I guess he's working again. That's interesting. But, yeah, going back to WrestleMania and what we're doing for that, I guess I'll be home just chilling out. I might join like the PS4 party or something.
Since they took Loafers down, like, we haven't really... That was the go-to spot.
That was,
and
man.
Now, that it's was. Been gone since WrestleMania 30.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a long time.
Like, yeah, it's been a long time, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, we don't know where it's showing any other place that may be showing it?
I don't know.
Because, like, I know this one place that has TVs called Tom's Tavern, but, like, I don't know if they show it.
Right, I don't know either. But, alright, what happened with Raw and SmackDown?
Wait, do you want to do that little bit of indie thing real quick so we can get that out of the way?
That's gotta be after Raw and SmackDown.
No, the news?
Yeah,
I thought he said the news already.
No,
there was one bit he didn't get to because he tried calling.
Oh, he said two of them, right? Oh, I thought he ever said it. So, what's the other news you got?
Yeah, that's what we do on this podcast.
And this one ties into WrestleMania weekend anyway.
Yeah, this
a little bit.
Yeah, that's what we do on this podcast. We like divert from course and then revert and shit, whatever. But yeah, one indie wrestler who happened to be a WWE tryout. Hopeful, recently, maybe about, I think it was like, not even a month ago, maybe less than a month ago, but, Rude Boy Riley, I think his name is James Riley or something like that,
yeah,
but, yeah, he's a guy that's known in the New York, scene, that's pretty known. He wrestled for, like, Tier 1 and some other places up there, and some other places in the Northeast. Got a tryout for the WWE that people noticed that he was at.
And he was booked for a couple of the indie shows this weekend, in WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah, he was booked. He was booked for at least maybe three, I think. Possibly three. Maybe two at the least. But, yeah, what ended up happening was that he got busted. He got arrested for child pornography. I think they got him for possession and possible distribution or some shit. So
and then they found the child porn, huh?
Yeah, they found it. Of course,
he was like, uh-oh. Look what we
I just read they found it on his phone. So
wow, yeah, because like it was reported by the New York Post. They were the ones who, I think they were the ones who first reported it. So he made a headline in a major major news outlet for that shit.
Doing something very illegal.
Very illegal. Very Rob Feinstein-esque. except
yeah.
His was even worse because of the whole, what was it, like the weird To Catch a Predator type shit that went down with him. But, yeah, man. So he fucked up his whole career and his life because he's a fucking dirty pervert.
Filthy.
Yeah.
Filthy, naughty man.
Sick people in this world, man. But yeah, like that's one guy who will not be participating in WrestleMania weekend due to a fault of his own. So yeah, I guess we could get to Raw and SmackDown shit. Honestly, Raw wasn't too much that went down with it. Frickin' Brock Lesnar at the end got his ass beat by Goldberg.
That was funny. Like, you still free?
Yeah. Yeah, still free. And then, but Sami Zayn survived. There was an ultimatum that leads into WrestleMania. There was either he win his match. He win his match and be able to participate in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, or if he loses, he gets fired. So he ended up having to face Kevin Owens. And of course, shenanigans happened during the match that helped Sammy eventually win it, and he's entering the Battle Royal, which I still find funny because he's in the Battle Royal. He doesn't have a one-on-one match with anybody, which he could. Braun Strowman doesn't have a one-on-one match, which he could. Who else? Samoa Joe doesn't have a one-on-one match, but he could. Sami Zayn could face either one of those two because he's had long-standing storylines with both of those people. But all of them are in the freaking kickoff. That's how fucked up WrestleMania is.
Hey, man, they gotta have the draws out there. You don't belong on the main roster of WrestleMania.
This make no goddamn sense, dude. I don't know, man. But other shit that went down, There was a tag match with the women that were going to face each other in the elimination Fatal 4-Way for the women's the Raw Women's Championship.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so I believe Becky. No, my bad. Bayley. Bayley and Sasha Banks ended up picking up victory, but Nia Jax said fuck all that and just laid waste to both of them and Charlotte and then picked up the title. So you never know. Nia Jax could surprise somebody.
Hey, she ain't like most girls. That's what she said.
And possibly win it at WrestleMania. I mean, she's got some clout behind her. She's a cousin of The Rock. So.
Yeah. She's a cousin of The Rock. That's a sleeper.
So that's a sleep. That's a big sleeper pick right there. So.
I don't even know if she'd even be hanging with The Rock. Like, the Usos probably do. Roman Reigns probably do.
None of them hang up with The Rock. You know why? Because Rock don't have time for nobody.
No, I mean, even before, like...
No, even before, I don't even think he was...
Back then, then how did they get in there? Well, eventually they all got in there.
They probably had, like, one family reunion that they showed up to. Just
probably.
One. But, yeah, man, besides that, there was also the tag team stuff that was going on. Sheamus and Cesaro got their asses beat backstage by Gallows and Anderson with a ladder. And next thing you know, all hell breaks loose inside the ring with all three teams, and ladders are involved. Sheamus actually gets his head busted open. Like, he has, like, the
nasty
gash and shit. And then, of course, that
I saw that. It looked like a third eye.
Yeah, it was nasty. It was real deep. Like, and then, but all that led to them announcing that the tag team triple threat match would now be a ladders match. Which, I guess they're trying to sprinkle some nice, triple threat tag team ladder match magic. You know, they've had magic with that type of shit in the past, but I doubt they'll have it this time around, just because of Enzo and Cass. But besides that, I really didn't give a shit about whatever happened on Raw besides that. I think what else is there? Little Seth Rollins had like his contract signing, but of course it was standard shit. They talk shit to each other, they fight, somebody leaves the ring, whatever. That was Raw, and there appears to be a new entrant in this vicinity. Mo.
A new entrant in the facility.
Magic.
What happened?
Mo!
Yes.
Oh, hey.
Yes.
Welcome.
Leo.
Hey. We were just.
Yes,
we were talking about Monday Night Raw, and we're about to move to SmackDown, and then we're going to do the cards for the weekend. That's the agenda so far.
I only watched one thing on Raw, because I watch it on YouTube now. I don't waste my time with the show. I watched the Roman Reigns Undertaker thing.
You know what? I forgot. I completely forgot about that. So you could just, like, go through that spiel or whatever, because I really don't give a shit.
Yeah, Roman cuts an amazing heel promo. Basically, names drops the four biggest names in the company. Says, I don't care if you're Goldberg, I don't care if you're Brock Lesnar, John Cena, Undertaker. Everything looks like so cocky and confident. And then the Undertaker comes out, and he cuts that strange promo where he's digging a grave and then throws dirt on the grave that he dug without anybody in it. And he's like talking, and then he pops in the ring. And it's funny because the funniest part about this, because it's a great exchange, and at the end the Undertaker holds his arms up and keeps them up for what feels like 20 minutes.
Oh yes, I forgot about that. Yes. That was
like
ridiculous.
Even when someone finally gets the cue, like, we should lower the lights, and like, you can see him.
Yo, I have
no idea what to do.
Yo, that was so awkward.
He's just like throwing it, and like they didn't show Roman's face. Like, I'm sure Roman's probably thinking like,
when is this supposed to go down? Because that's what the Undertaker's face said. He's like, I'm trying to lower it. Trying to lower it.
Yo, that took way too long. I erased that from my memory, but then now you brought that shit way back. I remember that shit.
Yes.
Cause like it was, yes. Cause like Raw was background noise, but I turned around to see what the fuck was going on. And all I see is that Undertaker's arms are up, and then he's just holding them up. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. Well, here's the funny part is that everybody says how Roman's not over, but I looked at the YouTube videos today because I am calling it now on EM Radio. Everybody tells me this. I'm waiting for somebody because everybody on this show likes Roman. I'm waiting for somebody to tell me why Roman's not a star who doesn't like Roman. Yeah. And the YouTube views to say he is, because that video got 2.8 million YouTube views.
Damn.
And like the next closest, it got more views than Goldberg Lesnar.
Huh.
Like no matter how you slice it, that he draws people. Like, whether you say, well, he should be a heel or whatever the case may be, Roman Reigns draws people. And like, there were other stuff in there that barely cracked a million. Like, the Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens thing, which, what was that, the 804th time to have that match? That only got 6,000.
Yes, after he told his they would stop having that match last year.
Jesus.
Am I the only person that wished Sami got fired just so he could go to SmackDown?
Yes.
that is now twice that's happened, because it was like that before. Mick Foley was like, hey, I'm going to trade you to SmackDown for Eva Marie, the top prospect. And everybody was like, yo, do it. And then he was like, nah, I'm going to stay on Raw. With Roman and Strowman.
Yo,
and Triple H is there.
I hope they have like some type of like trade shit after WrestleMania or some shit. Just to shake shit up a little bit. I don't know. But they need to trade his ass.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because he's just going to get worse because Finn Balor's coming back.
Exactly.
That's not going to make things easier for him.
They can forget about him.
That just pushes you down the card, sir. Down the card.
Yep.
And see, they got a guy who's a good underdog in freaking Sammy. You always need underdog wrestlers, and they don't have that on Raw.
They don't have time. You got to find time for these underdogs.
They have three and a half hours. What the hell?
They don't have time.
You know what people would say, and people are going to, you know, chastise me for this, but I've been saying this for about 6 months, and this is the first time I'll say it in public. Honestly, Sami Zayn should be a heel. And he has a very, to quote Step Brothers, he has a very punchable face. He has a very punchable face. And that guy is a smarmy heel. Like, he seems like whatever he seems like a guy who would be a wise ass that you would hate. And you'd just be like, I want to punch this guy in the face. Like,
I've never seen him work heel once as El Generico. And it was interesting because he was a bit slower at the time. He wrestled Ricochet in one of his early PWG matches as a heel. Annoyed by Ricochet during the whole match, which I thought was funny.
Well, he doesn't talk now. I mean, if I were booking it, I would make him a heel and I would have him cut his promos in French-Canadian. Because nobody likes Canadians.
Racist and point out that he... Syrian.
Oh yeah,
trying
right.
to get him out of America.
Oh, yeah. Oh man.
Hey, we say that, but that Muhammad Hassan character was probably one of the best characters in the past 10 years. They just brought bad timing.
Bad timing.
But that guy was not a good worker, but he played that character. Like, because I remember his first promos of him being like, you look at me and you think I'm gonna bomb it, but I've been in America this whole time and I'm just looking at him like, dude, you're right. You're right, though. Like, I am fearful of your people, but it's because of my own ignorance. I'm still going to boo you. Boo, USA. But, yeah, that was amazing. But, yeah, we can make Sami Zayn
the ginger. Because Sami could draw on the fact he's Canadian and he's Syrian. So he's from two countries that hate you.
He could literally be his own United League of Nations.
You know, I'm all in. Put the title on him now.
Right.
They
Let's
can't. Roman Reigns is still breathing.
Yeah, and we know that
gonna
Roman
have a call
Reigns
out
is going to wrestle Brock Lesnar at the next WrestleMania for the title.
Maybe.
No, that's maybe.
Did anybody know? Because I just looked this up the other day. Did anybody know that Roman Reigns was only 30?
I figured he was young.
Yeah, I
thought he was
when he won the Royal Rumble, he was still in his
20s. Like, he just turned 30 last year.
Yeah.
Like, that to me kind of befuddled me because, of course, everybody's argument is that when they should put it on a young guy, Reigns is younger than everybody everyone mentions. He's younger than Balor. He's younger than Nakamura. He's younger than, way younger than Styles.
But he's got that Cena syndrome. Notice how you said he got a million views and everybody hate him. Cena did that shit first.
I think it's more have to do with the thing of that people don't know why they don't like him. They just think they're supposed to. Like, at this point, they don't have any real thing to stand on, so they're just kind of just throwing shit at the wall. But I will tell you this, and I said this before, I said this in our group chat, so once I first hear this, I follow Roman on Twitter. First off, he stays in character the whole fucking time, which is amazing. Secondly, like, a lot of women on his Twitter, a lot of women calling him king, feels very sexual.
Yep.
No, it's not supposed to be, but it feels sexual, especially when they're like, oh, you're the king, stay king, baby. And I'm like, that feels like something a woman would say to her man.
And Roman Reigns is her man. He's the big dog.
Let's be honest. Roman Reigns is an attractive man. It does not surprise me that appeal is women.
I mean, ladies still love Dean Ambrose. They're shield members.
Look, if I was gay and had ranked these guys, Ambrose would be last. Because he looks like he pulled himself out of a garbage can after getting drunk.
The sad part is you don't know if that's his character or not. Like, exactly. He wasn't his character, but he's always looked like that.
I am a shallow person. If I had to rank them on prettiness, Roman Reigns is on top, pure shallowness. And I've seen, like, comic artists draw Roman Reigns even prettier. So, draw him like your French girl.
Well, the problem with Seth is that Seth feels like he would be that kind of guy. And I'm that kind of guy, too, that would leave you, like, really throw a fit if you didn't cook his chicken right.
Oh, my God.
Like, he would have a really hard time accepting that.
Angry.
Yeah.
He's always
like, you came home. Like, I fried it. I told you I wanted it big. And he just throws everything on the floor, and you're like, dinner's down. And he goes back to you 20 minutes later. Sorry. You have any more chicken left? No, you threw it all on the floor.
We probably need to get through this so we can get to WrestleMania and NXT.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Because we got a long way to go.
Should we even talk about SmackDown or should we just move on?
If you want to talk about SmackDown, we can.
Let's not talk about SmackDown, but I do want to talk about SmackDown. I know everybody's heard the rumor because everybody on the internet has basically broken their computer over it.
You said it. Shawn Michaels said it already.
Shawn Michaels saying that he would not wrestle AJ Styles because he stays retired.
Yeah.
They approached him and said, hey, do you want to wrestle AJ Styles? He's like, no, I'm retired. And everybody's throwing a bitch fit about it. Because they're like, that's how we got shit. Let's just skip SmackDown and talk about that. Because that's fucking crazy.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I can say one thing about SmackDown. Naomi came back on SmackDown. So that's a big plus.
And then a fucking running her and Conrado. What the fuck was that?
Yeah, that shit was crazy. She ran into she really she hit Natalya with that with the quickness. I was like, God damn.
Right. That's some fucking 2K17 shit.
Yep, it really
Video
was.
Game.
It really was. Which I sold to GameStop like yesterday.
Did you get $4 for it?
I got $22 for it because I was a pro member, so it gave me like $2 extra. It would have been like $20, but they threw in a couple more dollars.
I don't know. Do you guys have something called over there called Book Off? They're like a store you could trade. You could sell your shit.
We have no competitors to GameStop.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Book Off, closest we have is it's called Record and Tape Traders, and they have one store in Maryland.
Yeah.
Well, if you ever get a Book Off where you can, like, sell your books, your games, your CDs, whatever, don't. Because they will literally give you 10 cents per fucking item.
Yeah. It's about the value of how many quantities they have.
More places are, like, doing that shit now. I think I heard, like, Target and some other places are starting to, like, do trade and shit with stuff. Now, a lot of like, these bigger stores are doing that shit. So that's why GameStop apparently they're shutting down like 150 of their stores because like their sales for like 2016 were a lot lower than expected. Mainly for the fact that they were banking on Call of Duty to sell well and it didn't. and all that the other also, and Amazon like basically killed their market for bundles.
I know my
brother
gets all his shit from Amazon.
Yeah,
but also you got the downloadable game market now too. Like
yeah, that too. The, yeah,
home,
the
man.
E. Yeah, the E. Yeah, the E. Karma.
Yeah, you can like yeah. literally sit at home, not move, and buy a game.
Yeah. Hell yeah. So it was like, what did I just get?
And it comes out at, and you can buy the game that's loaded at midnight. So it's not even like midnight release or anything.
Yeah.
But crazy.
Yeah. All right. So back to AJ Styles, Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, and I think that people are doing that. And yeah, so why do they ask him? Because they know he's been retired since what?
No one asked him. That's the thing. But no one asked him. He volunteered the information. He was on a podcast, and they were talking, and this asshole just starts talking about how he got offered, how they called him, and said, hey, can you wrestle AJ Styles at WrestleMania?
Oh, he just wanted to start some shit.
I'm thinking
yeah,
that he
but
was,
I don't know why
yeah.
they even gave him that option if he was retired already. He's the only like recently retired person who actually stayed retired. You know, I'm pretty sure Terry Funk is still doing booking somewhere, and he retired
well, he
at least double digits.
He had canceled his recent booking, so
oh right, he did cancel. I did see something
so,
about
get
that.
Get well, Terry Funk.
Yeah. So I mean, and the fact that you know AJ, and I think people really are throwing a bitch fit is because AJ is facing Shane. And that's probably why. And they're like, yeah, Wrestler of the Year, AJ Styles, faces Shane McMahon. Thank you. You know, because they didn't ask for that. They wanted him to go in a big profile match. Because it's AJ Styles.
But what's more profile than fighting a McMahon? Like, that's the other
nobody
part
wants to see
it.
Shane in the ring.
See, the
I
only,
didn't, I didn't
the
ask
only
you that.
Downside.
I didn't ask you that.
The only downside is that it's a normal, it's a traditional wrestling match.
But
you know,
if you
damn
think
well
of,
that's going to dig out. Wait, Shane? No. Shane don't normally have no regular ass matches.
No, they, even that, if they that's the whole thing that on SmackDown during their, like, contract signing, they were like, yeah, this is going to be one-on-one in the ring, no DQ shit and Hell in a Cell or street fights or anything like that. It's going to be in the ring, and that's it.
But even thinking, not even from a personal standpoint, but as a business standpoint, the WWE probably, I mean, they put Shane in a match with Undertaker last year. So there's not many people in their eyes that they could put AJ with that would be as big of a profile as Shane.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. I mean, I would like to see them face The Miz. I thought West Side's idea was amazing. But they're thinking that, oh, Shane's going to draw more than The Miz.
I don't know about that draw, shit. You saw how you still got them piston-fast rabbit punches he be throwing. My God, you see the pistons on the... What does he know? Jiu-jitsu, judo, boxing? I don't know. He just learned it because he didn't do that back in the day. He knew to do punch, dance, punch, feet move, punch, and then that's it. That's Shane McMahon's offense right there. But,
hey,
were you upset
when you're Shane McMahon,
when they said Shawn Michaels was going to face AJ?
Me? No, because I mean I was upset that they that Shawn had an opportunity a couple years ago to face Daniel Bryan and he didn't take it because apparently that came out too.
Yeah, and that was
because,
2 years ago, I think. Still,
yeah, but that was I've been saying that's the one Shawn Michaels match where two people are alive. There's only two Shawn Michaels matches that I never got to see that never happened that I wanted to see. One is Shawn versus Daniel Bryan, and the other is Shawn versus Eddie Guerrero, and for obvious reasons, that didn't happen. So.
Right.
But
that was just unfortunate.
Yeah. We ready?
Whoa. Anything else?
You guys ready for NXT?
NXT. NXT.
NXT.
You just want to get through it. One last thing before we do NXT.
Here we go again.
No, the Ring of Honor buyout.
Oh, it's not happening.
Did you say that last week?
No, we didn't get to it because it happened right after we recorded. But it sounds like it's not happening.
Yeah. But someone made a good point. It doesn't have to happen. They just buy all their talent anyway.
Well, yeah, but apparently it's Sinclair Broadcasting. WWE thought they could give them $1 million or some shit for it, and Sinclair's like, no. Like, WWE doesn't realize these people had money. You're lowballing them.
Well, they bought WCW for $4 million, I think, after that.
Well, WCW was going to go out of business anyway, so they were taking whatever offers.
There's a long conspiracy theory on YouTube about that, which is crazy. It actually sounds really, really true. Like, Jerry Jarrett had a $60 million offer and all kinds of stuff. But, yeah, so, but yeah, that's all about it. Let's go to NXT.
All right. Now we got to go through NXT because now we got to go out of order. But since y'all want to do NXT so goddamn bad. Here we go.
Because we're going to spend a lot more time on WrestleMania, so let's do this shit now.
Right, that's why I wanted to get the small ones out first.
Yeah.
Then we go to the other stuff. Because we're doing Saturday.
There's like 40 indie shows this weekend.
That's exaggerated. So it's only about 7. But we're only going to talk about
a day. About 7 shows a day.
Well, I'm only saying the important ones. Relax.
Dude, look, all those companies are important to somebody.
To somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
Honest, if you're talking about importance on those, because some of those ones you're not going to mention have more critical acclaim than some of the popular ones.
Just the normal ones that I normally bring up.
Like,
you know the ones I normally bring up.
They're doing an indie show right after WrestleMania.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that. I'm not doing that.
Wait, what company is stupid enough to do that?
Two companies.
Like some ACW show.
Right. It's Wrestle Circus, which is like the hype one in Texas now.
Oh, yeah,
Pro Wrestling Revolver. And they have 3 matches booked. 2 of them are like first time meeting. The world's cutest couple, Joey Ryan, Candice LeRae, versus the Death Machines of Sammy Callahan and Jessica Havoc, who apparently lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, Jessica Havoc, yeah, she's been cutting a lot of weight. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and they have Bryant and Michael Elgin versus Shane Strickland for the first time ever.
Oh, yeah, that should be good.
See, that, and that's happening after WrestleMania?
And it's happening after WrestleMania.
But you know WrestleMania is like 6 hours long, right?
Nah,
11
no.
hours. Booty.
Yeah, it's going to be 11.
It's 11 hours long.
And they shut off 5 hours. So.
I think we're only halfway through the WrestleMania 32 card.
But actually, you got to wait for the Undertaker's entrance, too. So that's going to take like 2 semesters.
Oh, you seen that stage? You seen that stage?
No, I didn't want to spoil
that's
myself.
That's going to take a while.
I haven't seen it.
Last year's stage was long as hell, too.
This year's stage is about a little longer, if not the same length. There's pictures of the stage online. It's going to – you might want to get a soda or something when the Undertaker's gone tits off. Let me just put it that way. You got time.
Be able to drink 2 or 3 sodas.
We
got to
watch every step.
Right.
We gotta watch every step.
Trust, I have an actual soda addiction and shit. Like literally, I'll down 4 sodas by the time he gets to that ring.
Well, those shows that you mentioned after WrestleMania, I had no even desire to say any of those.
Well,
I know
right,
what
okay,
I'm
just
doing.
Go through the indie shows, and I'll mention whatever the names of the ones.
Joey Janela's Spring Break,
yo,
is happening Thursday.
It's going
not
down
Friday. Thursday, they said, hey, Joey, take all this money, book whatever you want. He was like, all right, fuck it. So Joey Janela is going up against my main man, my homeboy, with one leg, Marty Jannetty. Sammy Callahan is facing Kyle the Beast. There's this match called Spring Break Clusterfuck. And the people that they have in here is John Silver, Facade, Ethan Page, Veda Scott for some reason, Dink. Not Doink, but Dink. I don't know.
Doink's dead.
Doink's dead. I mean, they can easily just... How many Doinks are there?
Man, that's true.
Invisible Man. That could actually be me, Marcus Crane, Travis Flip Gordon, Brian Idol, Jarvis Cottonbelly,
and Glacier. Where they find Glacier at, I don't know, but I can bet you he's probably a fat motherfucker. The 6'3 Keith Lee. I hope they're not paying for his entrance.
How much you weigh, Glacier? I weigh about 180. Can you plump up?
Right. Eat all this bread, Glacier. You know, I hope if he has the entrance, that actually would be kind of dope. But I doubt it. Leo Rush is going up against the 6'3 Keith Lee. Andy Williams and Penelope Ford going up against Allie and Braxton Sutter from TNA. Matt Tremont going up against Eddie Kingston. And Matt Riddle is going up against Dan the B7 for some god-awful reason. Next up
is... I heard that Dan Severn doesn't know if this is a wrestling match or if this is a shoot match. And with Matt Riddle, I don't think it matters.
I forgot the titles on most of these matches, but I'm pretty sure it's just probably some weird-ass matches.
And by the way, with everything Matt Riddle does, can we just say the reason why he's doing it is because Goldberg didn't?
He said he would choke out Goldberg.
He has legitimate anger about Goldberg. Don't know why, just does.
Yeah, he said he could choke him out in 90 seconds or whatever.
Probably can.
Yeah, probably can.
He has a podcast that he just shits on Goldberg for like a bunch of yeah.
All right, and next up is Evolve 80. They have Austin Theory versus Ethan Page, Jaka versus Jason Kincaid, Chris Dickinson versus Timothy Thatcher, Ricochet versus Keith Lee, Matt Riddle versus Drew Galloway, Tracy Williams and Freddie Yehi, the tag team champion, defend their title against Donovan Dijak, 44, that's me, baby, and Michael Elgin. And I do not recall Elgin ever being in Evolve, so it might be his first time there.
Elgin has like 11 matches this weekend. That's that NJPW helping him out, right?
Yeah. Yeah, thank
you. Where you can.
He better thank forever. In the main event for the Evolve Championship, Zack Sabre Jr. defends his title against ACH. Look at him getting the job. Evolve 81, of course, is the next day. ACH versus Tim Thatcher. Drew Galloway versus Leo Rush. That should probably be pretty cool. Chris Dickinson, Jaka, and Tracy Williams on Catch Point going up against Jason Kincaid, Austin Theory, and Sammy Guevara. Donovan Dijak versus Keith Lee. Big guy versus big guy. Fred Yehi versus Matt Riddle. And Zack Sabre Jr. versus Michael Elgin. That is Evolve.
Is there any reason 81. Why these matches don't have titles?
Oh, there are title matches in there.
No titles. They usually have like a title for like the
match. Oh, I'm reading off of Flow Slam, so they don't do that title shit.
They don't gotcha. Do that fuckery.
Right. <Yeah. laughs>
that gimmick shit.
We don't do that gimmick shit.
Right. Beyond Wrestling will be there for the first time down in for WrestleMania weekend for Caffeine. That's their title. AR Fox versus John Silver. Lufisto versus Deonna Purrazzo, who I believe just came back from 3 months in Japan. The Hit Squad going up against the Unbreakable Effing Machines. Keith Lee versus
Monster Mac and Mafia?
Yeah, yeah. Mac and Mafia going up against Cage and Elgin.
Yeah, they've been back in wrestling for like 3-4 years now. The hottest.
Yeah, because they were
them and Loki are like the hottest. One of the hottest. Well, Loki's a hot.
Yeah.
Two companies again, and then those guys have been a hot company in the New York scene for the last 2 years. It's like 2001 all over again.
Right. They all look the same. They don't look like they've aged.
I mean, it's weird. It's like AAW's been pushing Loki. Like, shit, what the hell's going on here?
Right.
Now we gotta do is find Julius Smokes. Someone please find Julius Smokes.
I know. Hopefully he's still out there just smiling, doing whatever he does. Keith Lee versus Jeff Cobb, which actually, out of all the Keith Lee matches I've seen, that's probably my favorite so far. And Matt Riddle versus 44, that's me, baby.
Me, baby.
Donovan Dijak.
Let me throw these Chikara shows real quick on here, too, all right?
Go right ahead.
All
right,
so there's two Chikara shows that are going down there. There's only three matches now for each, so I'm going to get the important ones. On night one, Chuck Taylor trademark, a.k.a. Stokely Hathaway, teams up with the wrestler formerly known as Chuck Taylor, Dustin, to challenge for the tag team titles against two guys who are terrible. I've only seen one match with them. Ultraman is Black takes on Grito, making his Chikara appearance.
Ew.
On night. What?
Oh, great! Grado's live, man.
Oh, yeah. We live.
Whatever.
Live,
I've never seen
that. I thought Grado would fit right into Chikara.
Probably. Yeah. And then they have three interesting matches on the next night. Space Monkey defending his Young Lions Cup championship against Wani. Zack Sabre Jr. making his Chikara. I don't know. Actually, he's kind of like a recurring Chikara guy now too, which is weird.
Yeah.
Taking on Smashmaster. And once retired, Ultraman is Black came back during the missing season, won the grand championship from Hollow Wicket, and he's defending it against Juan Francisco de Coronado. So those are the important, and they're part of the whole WWN live experience too.
Okay.
And then there's like, and we still have like 15 other indie shows to go.
We only have like three.
Oh, come on, there's like RevPro, there's Progress, there's PCW.
Culture's doing a show.
Shit. All right, how about this? If you can find those, the Progress and the What Culture, we'll say those. I'm going to say the WWE.
I'm not looking.
Okay.
Just
okay.
Do the CZW one.
Fine. CZW's having their tournament. Best of the best 16.
Probably the smartest thing to do during WrestleMania weekend.
Actually, yeah. I don't even know what they did last year. I don't even fucking remember.
I would love see them do a deathmatch tournament during WrestleMania weekend. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, right. They better not. So best of the best 16, their first round match, Jason Cade, not Jason Kincaid, King Ricochet, David Starr, and AR Fox. They're going to be in the first round. It's all of these first rounds are four ways, and then they break off to one-on-ones later. The next first round match, Dave and Jake Chris, Ray Phoenix and Sami Callihan. The next first round match.
Wait. I have a question that you guys can maybe answer. I thought Jake Chris retired.
Yeah, he came back like a month or two ago.
Oh.
Yeah, now he's like the prince or artist.
He came back at the end of 2016.
Oh, I thought it was like a few months ago.
No, because they did the I'm thinking of only the PWG stuff now that they're there. So maybe it's only been a few months, but I thought he came back last year.
Yeah, it's only.
I think he came back last year.
Oh, okay. Because I ain't paid attention.
And they're now OI4K. They're no longer the Irish Airborne.
Yeah.
No, they've been OI4K.
Yeah.
So basically, it's a four corners match with all of OI4K and Ray Phoenix.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, because, well, in CZW, they're all doing their own different thing. So Dave Chris is doing his own thing, Jay Chris doing his own thing, and so is Sami Callihan. The only time they're actually in a group is AAW.
And
weird
now
how
PWG.
Everything goes. Yeah, and PWG, right. The other first round that they have is Zachary Wentz of Scarlet Graves going up against Anthony Henry versus Michael Elgin versus Scorpio Sky. Don't know where they found him at.
I heard Scorpio.
I heard work in Texas.
Yo, I heard he's facing Too Cold Scorpio.
Too Cold Scorpio.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard.
Scorpio Sky's been working Wrestle Circus, which I said there. That's basically Wrestle Circus is becoming like the PWG of Texas. They're like that hot right now, and they do their stuff. IPPV, I think.
So now they got a PWG of like everywhere because they got PWG, they got Beyond Wrestling, and they got Wrestle Circus.
Well, Wrestle Circus is a lot hotter right now than Beyond because it seems like Beyond dropped.
Yeah,
but
Beyond.
I hear like a lot of the guys coming up really like Wrestle Circus.
Huh.
And they're all and they you know they kind of do the intergender stuff too. I mean, German Cottonbelly's got a bubble cousin down there. They get Joey Ryan versus Scott Norton down there.
Right.
Scott Norton.
And the last first round match, Wire champion Joey Janela going up against Desmond Xavier versus Leo Rush versus Shane Strickland would probably be like the coolest first round match on there. CZW world champion Joe Gacy defends his title against the effing machine. They call him Cage. Matt Tremont versus Pentagon Jr. I'm not saying his other name because fuck that. And
because it'll get changed anyway.
Exactly.
Every time you say AAA will trademark it.
Next up is WWN's super show called Mercury Rising. They have it every single year during WrestleMania weekend. That's on Saturday, April 1st. Keith Lee against Jason Kincaid for the Shine Championship. Lufesto defends against Sue Young, Travis Banks, and TK Cooper.
Congratulations to Sue Young. Fuck. I think she married Rich Swann this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I believe, and they've been together for a while. Oh, and early congratulations to Del Rio and Paige. I think they're getting married this weekend, too.
Okay. Sue Young versus Newcastle for the Shine Championship. Chris Dickinson and Jacques are going up against Travis Banks and TK Cooper. Ethan Page versus Jimmy Havoc from Progress. If ACH wins the Evolve Championship, he will face the Progress champion, Pete Dunne. If Zack Sabre Jr. retains his title, he will face up against Progress Wrestling Mark Haskins, now that he's back. And for something that was actually my surprise, they're having a WWN Championship belt made. And they have these six guys in here. There's Paro, who I have no idea who that is, going up against Matt Riddle versus Tracy Williams versus Fred Yehi versus Drew Galloway versus John Davis. Right, I got one more show, Riddle.
Real quick, which is two matches. Shimmer 91 is happening on Saturday. The tag team titles.
Can you mute your mic? God damn.
Sorry.
Shimmer 91, Shimmer tag team titles, Vanessa Craven and Tessa Blanchard defend against Mia Yim, the former Jade from TNA, and Kaylee Ray. And in the championship match, Mercedes Martinez defends the title against Candice LeRae.
Ah, Candice.
Oh, and the former Sexy Star will be in action.
I heard she changed her name?
She's just using her real name.
Okay. All right. Three more shows.
There's
WrestleMania. There's WrestleMania. There's NXT. And then there's this show, Ring of Honor's Super Card of Honor 11.
Man, I don't give a shit about Ring of Honor.
No one does.
Feels
no
like
one.
We should have started and ended here.
Kingdom.
We should have started. And
the Kingdom versus Matt Taven and Vinny Marsalia going up against Beer City Bruiser and Silas Young. I thought they would have turned each other.
Beer
now.
City is still wrestling.
These are.
God damn.
Punishment Martinez versus Frankie Kazarian. Will Ospreay and Volador Jr. versus Dragon Lee and Jay White.
That's going to be pretty dope. Volador Jr., yeah. Dragon Lee, Will Ospreay all in the same ring. Flips.
Right.
Lots of fucking flips.
I saw Dragon Lee versus Will Ospreay at the, what they call Manhattan Mayhem from this year. That was actually pretty good. Of course, because, you know, who's in the ring?
And Volador Jr. and Dragon Lee aren't normally guys who get paired off against each other, so this is a rarity.
Oh, cool.
No, but they're both like, they're technicos, they're both faces, so they're generally always on face sides whatever matches they have. Because, you know, it's Mexico, they generally do technicos versus rudos matches. They only do like good guys versus good guys during tournaments, and they don't do that many of those.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, one of the Lucha guys I was following said, yeah, this is not something that happens a lot, right?
So they're just going to take what they can get.
Yeah. So that match sounds cool. All
right, cool. Texas bull rope match between Jay Lethal and Bullet Club's Cody for the six-man tag team championships that I didn't even know these guys even freaking won. The Briscoes and Bully Ray, the champions, going up against the Bullet Club of Hangman Page and Tama Tonga and Tonga Roa.
You know why they've got the title, right? They got the title because the Kingdom has the Matt Taven disease and one of the members got injured.
Yep.
TK Ryan is over
in Mexico now. Did you know that?
What?
Yeah,
is he in Mexico?
There.
Yeah, he's been in Mexico the last few weeks. They like him in CMLL. He was one of the first
guys that
they brought over. And they like him.
Matt Taven's great. I mean, I remember the time, though, he went from being, when he was in Baltimore, he used to get called Paulie Shore.
Yes,
he went from getting chanted to Paulie Shore all the way to the tag team titles of Ring of Honor. That's a true story.
Yep.
And now he has that whole Kenny Omega haircut.
Yeah. But, yeah, I remember when he first came out, they gave him shit. before the bell even rung. They were chanting Paulie Shore at him.
Mm-hmm. So that's, yeah, that six-man tag team. And, you know, Team 3D. And I did not know that, the Dudleys actually trained both Tama Tonga and Tongaroa. So that's the whole story that they're putting
and
up
on
there.
And New Japan retrained Tama Tonga. and then sent him to CMLL to learn Mexican style.
So he was just all over the place.
Yeah. Ring of Honor World Television Championship. The television champion, the villain, Marty Scurll, going up against the first ever three-time Ring of Honor World Champion, Adam Cole, baby. Why? I don't know. He just said he won a championship match and he's getting it. Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championship. This is now a ladder match for the tag team titles. Broken Matt and Brother Nero going up against...
You can't use their names, trademark.
Okay, that's fine. But we all know them as Broken Matt and Brother Nero.
Trademark.
No, we don't. We know them as Matt and Jeff Hardy, too. You trying to get us sued again?
No. Broken Matt Hardy is the one who's over, not Matt Hardy.
Well, who's going to show up in the WWE?
Those names in Ring of Honor.
They're facing the Young Bucks. Goddamn. And they're probably going to drop the titles back to them. And I heard that it was supposed to be some matches in Ring of Honor that they have and some matches they have in TNA, but TNA waited too long. That's why Jeff and Matt left. Dixieland shit. The Ring of Honor World Championship match, champion Christopher Daniels going up against Dalton Castle. We're almost there. NXT TakeOver. Castle will be the one booking this. First off, if they had a match here, Aleister Black was supposed to have a debut against Cien Almas, but I guess they took it down. I don't know.
Aleister Black is who?
Aleister Black is the anti-hero Tommy End.
Okay. I like Almas. I saw Almas. I like Almas a lot.
Yeah.
It's kind of a shame what they're doing to him.
Yeah, yo, his shit in Mexico was brilliant.
Yo, did you see last week's NXT? Almost had a great match with Oni Lorcan, though.
Oni Lorcan?
Yeah, they could build on him and Lorcan, period, and have some great shit, but they're not doing that.
Give it time. When Gabe comes in the book, that'll all happen.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. Well, yeah. So the matches that I see here, Liv Morgan and Aaliyah versus Peyton Royce and Billie Kay, I'm pretty sure that's like going to be some type of filler or maybe an opener or something.
Are Peyton Royce and Billie Kay like the two little annoying bitches?
The two annoying Australians, yeah.
I love them. I love those two.
Yeah.
God,
yeah.
I love those two. They're hilarious.
Well, Billie Kay almost got her shit jacked up with that fucking stunner from
She seems like the she seems like the girl who, and I think this is what she's playing, the chick in the club who gets slapped, and as the girl's walking away, she's still talking shit. So she just keeps getting her ass kicked, but she keeps getting up talking shit. Now's gonna be the time she catches the power.
This is a girl. Right. This is her old finisher used to be called the boyfriend stealer. So that is the kind of character she likes to play.
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, she looked like it. For the NXT Tag Team Championship, this is a elimination match for the Tag Team Championships. The former champions, the Revival, versus the other former Tag Team Champions, DIY, champion Johnny Gargano, versus the undefeated Tag Team Champions, the Authors of Pain. Guys, who would you book to keep the Tag Team titles on? You give it the DIY one more time, or the Revival making them three-time tag champions, or keep it with Authors of Pain?
They're not taking the titles off Authors of Pain.
Authors of Pain are going to retain.
So who are you getting the titles to? It's an elimination match.
Authors of Pain are going to keep it, so, yeah.
The Authors of Pain are amazing, and I heard somebody make the idea that, of putting them with Roman Reigns. As making them his muscle, that they would fit there.
Just because they got the same tattoos.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, Samoans, it's a racist thing to say, but whatever.
Yeah.
DIY, I think they hit their ceiling. I'd probably get titles to them, maybe, but the Revival should be on the main roster and should have been on the main roster a long time ago. To me, best tag team in wrestling is the Revival.
So the Revival will be out first, and then the last two will be Authors of Pain and DIY. Or does it even matter?
No, it doesn't matter.
Oscar's a painter to win.
If you were booking it,
best match on the show.
Yeah, if you were booking it, that's who you would have out first. I would actually save DIY last, yeah, and have Author of the Pain beat them, and these fans will be definitely sad and quiet because they don't like when DIY loses at all.
Yeah.
NXT Women's Championship that Paige desecrated. Ember Moon gets a title shot against the undefeated Asuka, and this will mark what her 1 year. As champion, I believe, or she has it longer than anyone.
Asuka is the longest running champion for a major wrestling company since Goldberg in the United States.
Huh. Even longer than Punk?
Yeah. I believe someone
even
said
longer
that
than Jay Lethal?
As, women's champion is longer than Goldberg's streak as WCW champion.
Oh,
winning streak.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh, I thought you meant, like, title reign, period.
Yeah, I meant undefeated streak. I'm sorry.
Okay. I believe.
Oh, man. You trying to get us sued by them CM Punk fans?
We got to have the right information.
Yo.
160 matches, including the now SmackDown house show.
Oh, because she's
had 160
Asuka,
matches, and she's won them all.
Asuka seems like she only had one match a month up until this point. Now she's
seems like Asuka's
like
doing her best Hulk Hogan impression.
Basically, so yeah, she's the longest champion they have it for basically a whole year on the day. Is it Ember Moon's time? Is Asuka going to give up the belt, or is she still going to be the baddest bitch?
I would keep it on Asuka. At this point, they should just put the main title on her.
Wow, look at you, Gabe. What about you,
Doomsday? She's 160 matches undefeated? She really is the
and
champion
she's female? Nia Jax didn't even do that. Charlotte didn't even do that.
Oh.
I just don't see a reason for Ember.
All the time.
I know Ember Moon. I like Ember Moon. I've met Ember Moon, but I don't see any reason for her to beat Asuka.
Yeah, I love Ember Moon, too. I got the signed Athena autograph. I want her to succeed, but it's Asuka.
She is pretty broken, but out of all the competition that Asuka had in the past, they wasn't matching up to her. And Ember Moon seems like the best fit for her.
They're building to Nikki Cross versus Asuka now. It just, if anybody's going to take the title off her, it's Nikki Cross. Because Nikki Cross only cares about the title, there's no point to pulling it off of Asuka. Because she would have more, probably there's more build to her versus Nikki Cross because of their that Four Corners match.
Yeah, and if they do like a triple threat with her and Ember Moon and Asuka, I could see her. I don't see Asuka losing it one-on-one. That's my thing.
If they do the triple threat thing, it'll be like when Taz lost the title when he wrestled
Mike Awesome.
And Tanaka. Yeah. Have her go out first in that match. That would make sense.
Right.
But until that happens, no, Asuka's still champ.
It's like she's so dominant that she can't lose. But this got to be her toughest competition because she's been going through everyone, even when it was a four-way, we knew off the jump she was still gonna win. Nikki Cross or not,
yeah.
You know, we knew she was gonna win that. She's broken,
and they can't have Asuka go to any of the main roster now because once she shows up, we'll be like, well, damn, just give her the title,
right? You know,
I'd pay good fucking money to see Asuka face Charlotte Flair.
Oh, hell yeah, I want her on Raw, mixing it up with that.
Good money.
Keep those two away from each other. Who's going to win?
That's a WrestleMania match.
That's a WrestleMania match that they're going to have. That's a WrestleMania match that they're going to have on Battleground. So you only have to wait that long.
Wait, so they'll have it on Battleground, then they'll have it on SummerSlam, then they'll have it on Hell in the Cell. And then they'll have it on WrestleMania.
And then run Monday Night Raw for the rematch.
Did anybody realize, somebody told me this, you know Charlotte Flair is a four-time world champion in the year?
Oh, yeah.
She won a women's title four times in 12 months. That's
almost
so
definitely.
Stupid.
Working on her fifth. Working on her fifth.
She's trying to get that, she's trying to break her daddy record in record time.
Well, what's the women's record? Like,
she's
not for the new
belt, women's record.
Not for the new women's title. Like, the other, was it like Trish or something?
I mean, I think I'd have to go back to the women's title to look, but maybe Trish had it four times.
I know Divas' title was either Paige or AJ Lee, one of the
I think they only held it like three times.
Well, I think it AJ Lee held it three times, but Nikki had it all together the longest.
Yeah, all together the longest. But I mean, like, how many times did they have a title reign? All
right, well, I'll look that up and you keep going.
All right, so for the NXT Championship,
all right, another rematch. Tried to catch the title seven times in its championship.
When are you going to mute? Is it the show with the baby too? Goodness.
Yo, pass that baby off.
God, man, you are busy. This is a WrestleMania podcast right here. And we got people gnawing on goddamn teeth. All right, so now
that baby chewing on the mic.
Or the mic, yeah. Shinsuke Nakamura going up against the glorious Bobby Roode for the NXT Championship. Another rematch that they have for these NXT takeovers. But with that said,
and another NXT takeover where the main event aren't NXT guys. They are guys that came from other companies.
Right. And, yeah, I'm keeping it on Bobby Roode.
Yeah,
good development
for
there,
Nakamura to get the back, but yeah. No reason
all right,
for them to
Bobby
do
Roode.
That.
Bobby Roode, and you know, let's be real. Bobby Roode should be on the main roster. He's better than half the fucking main roster.
Yes.
Well, they did the same thing with Seth Rollins. He should have been on the main. Most of those guys that go through NXT should be on main roster.
But at least Seth Rollins was a Ring of Honor guy that you could say had to be refreshed. Bobby Roode is WWE ready. Like, it's like AJ Styles. Like, AJ Styles didn't have to go.
No, but did Asuka have to go?
Not really.
No.
If anything, all Asuka's changed is she's kicking people in the head a little less.
I think they're just having certain guys down there as draws. Because they can't all fit on the main roster. They'll all be in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Well, don't worry. They will soon be making their own women's wrestling program show. And I'm sure they'll come up with another developmental. I mean, just realized last week that main event was still a thing.
Right. Yeah, so basically.
They can create other shows. But, okay, so now, I found out. AJ Lee did have the Divas title the most three times, and Trish Stratus is the seven-time women's champion. So there you go.
Damn, seven times. Well,
actually,
that's going to be
AJ
broken
Lee
this
and
year.
And Eve Torres tied for most title reigns.
Okay. All right.
And
yeah,
Torres
so that, don't worry, that's
going to
be broken.
Yeah. So, there you go. Are we ready for the real show now?
Now we finally made it to WrestleMania Sun. This is going to be happening in Florida. Three preview matches here, which kind of counts for one small pay-per-view. if you actually want to have it for an hour. First matchup is for the WWE Cruiserweight Championship. Austin Aries coming back from off the commentator's table talking about, look at my package. He is going to face up against the new and improved King of Cruiserweights, Neville, the champion. So, guys, if you were booking this, who would be winning this Cruiserweight Championship?
I don't
care. All right, well, do you guys want to know the odds before we go?
We did this last year, didn't we?
All right, so Neville is 1-3 and Austin's 2-1. There you go for that match.
But who are you booking?
But who is it?
I would go with Neville because fuck Austin Aries.
Oh, damn. Wow. God damn.
Okay. All right. Hey.
Can you elaborate on that? Can you elaborate on that?
Details.
Well, for one, Neville's the king of the cruiserweights and he's hot. And why do we even fucking care about Austin Aries in WWE? I just don't get it. I mean,
in
a week's time, he's going to stick his crotch in a woman's face. So.
He was in NXT, and then he got injured, and they bumped him up.
that's complete and utter bullshit. I would rather this be like Neville versus Rich Swann again, but you know that's just me.
I see them putting it on Austin Aries, but if Neville wins, hey, fine with me. I'm just glad to see Austin Aries back, you know, because he got his eye messed up thanks to Nakamura Shinsuke. Next up is the 30-man battle royal for Andre Giant, blah 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 and shit. I'm picking Bo Dallas. Who are you guys picking?
Hold on.
What's the odds for this? Hold on.
Okay, well your pick Bo Dallas is 100-1.
Is that bad?
That's He's
I mean,
the 100-1.
Not if you win.
Hey,
actually,
hey.
No. No, Ronda Zach Rousey Ryder has the most ridiculous odds on this match. If you vote Ronda Rousey, she shows up and wins it. You get 250+ whatever.
Well, I'm not naming all the people that's going to be in here. All right,
well,
so
I'll tell you who the top guys are. Braun Strowman is the odds-on favorite.
Okay.
Followed by Finn Balor and Big Show, then Samoa Joe, and then after that it's Luke Harper, Sami Zayn, Rusev, Eric. I don't know why Eric Rowan and Elias.
Eric Rowan?
Rusev, yeah, has odds. Rusev isn't even wrestling.
I know. I don't know why, but he's 14.
Rusev has better odds than Bo Dallas.
Right, and he's not even in the thing.
You know what? I honestly think half of these names they put in here because they're not sure. But the odds-on favorites are Braun Strowman, Finn Balor, Big Show. And Finn Balor and Big Show are 7-1. But they're assuming that Braun Strowman wins here. I'm going to take myself just because.
Give it to Luke Harper. Whatever. Yeah, Luke. I mean, the old Black Hope Apollo Crews is in here.
Okay, let's check Apollo Crews real quick. Actually, Apollo Crews is only 33-1. It's not that bad.
Zack Ryder did win. Zack Ryder did win the Intercontinental Championship last year. So
yeah, whoever put these betting rights together, they just ran.
They just threw names in.
Yeah.
Yeah, because wasn't Shaq in there too last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, Shaq Fu was definitely in there.
Yeah, so. And he caught an L. But, I mean, the Memorial Bat Trophy, whatever the hell. I don't know. Luke Harper or shit. I don't know. Or Braun, that seems to be the obvious one.
As long as it's not Mojo Rawley.
Yo, but the thing is that I think he might actually win that shit. He has a good chance of it. Mojo?
Yeah. He might be the final four.
He might be one of the last ones.
Because they did bring him up for a reason. But then again, there's Apollo Crews, man. Kurt Hawkins. Goldust. Oh, okay. I'm still going with Bo Dallas. Fandango, Tyler Breeze. Usos is in there too. The real deal, Titus O'Neil. Yeah, there's a bunch of tag teams. So, Strowman. All right, moving on then. Next up is for the six-pack challenge for the Women's Championship of the SmackDown brand. Champion Alexa Bliss is going to face all the women's of, you know, importance, featuring Becky Lynch, the former champion, Natalya, Mickey James, the returning Naomi, and Carmella, featuring James Ellsworth. Is Alexa Bliss going to retain this championship?
Honestly, they should just put it back on Becky Lynch.
Nah, I got it. Since it's a pre-show, since it's like a kickoff shit, I wouldn't be surprised if they put it on Naomi, since it's her hometown. Get the crowd hot. Make sure they get it like nice and hot for it to push through the rest of the night.
But it's her hometown and she's black.
Yeah, you know that, and that's why it's on a pre-show. They're gonna be like,
but
"Yo,
people
what?
Love Naomi though." You know how
exactly?
You know how hype
people that people love in their hometown.
You know how hype? You know how hype people were when she showed up on SmackDown? That shit was crazy. I didn't expect that.
Look,
but like people,
if Naomi won it, I would be happy. But black and in your hometown, I don't know.
Yeah,
you know how the WWE is when you're at your hometown.
I'm still going with Naomi though.
What are the odds say?
They only have five of the people on here, but Naomi is the odds-on favorite. Okay. And Mickey James has the least amount of. Actually, Naomi's 1-2. Carmella's 8-5. I don't know how that works. 8-1 is Alexa Bliss. 9-1 is Becky Lynch. And Mickey James has got the most odds against her. So if you bet on Mickey, you get more money.
I would say it's either out of the two choices, it's either Naomi or Alexa Bliss. Now, if they put it on Becky Lynch, fine, but I don't think people would care as much as if you left the title on Alexa Bliss because she's still doing a good job. And
yeah,
Naomi, who is in
Becky
the hometown,
Lynch,
who had the belt in the first place.
Becky Lynch is doing fine. She's still, theoretically, she's still the best women's wrestler they have on that SmackDown roster. So they have to always keep her as close to the main event as possible because, you know, her and Natalya are two of the only, well, and Nikki Bella are two of the only women who can really, really wrestle.
Yeah. So anything else on the pre-show that y'all want to talk about? Anybody get a chance to talk about the Women's Championship?
Nope.
All right, moving on to the actual show. I don't know. I don't hear his mic moving, so he's probably doing dad stuff.
All right.
Moving on to the real show, where there are 40 matches on this 11-hour show. WrestleMania Sun. Starting off with, here at the bottom, the Triple Threat Tag Team match for the Tag Team Championships of Monday Night Raw. And yes, they got to throw a ladder match at WrestleMania. They just couldn't help it. Enzo and Big Cass going up against Cesaro and the Three-Eyed Sheamus going up against the champions, the Good Brothers, Luke Gallows, and Machine Gun Carl Anderson. Guys, are the tag team titles going to change hands? Is Enzo Amore and Big Cass, how you doing? Are they going to finally become tag team champions? Or are they going to give it back to Cesaro and Sheamus? What would you guys do?
I don't know, man.
I would just keep it with Gallows and Anderson.
I would, too.
I would keep it with Gallows and Anderson. But if they give it to Cass and Enzo...
On favorite. But let's be honest, this match would be greater if it had Tex Ferguson and Chad Too Bad.
Yeah. Actually, this might actually open the show. Start off with Enzo and Cass coming out there, taking their two-minute promo, and then Cesaro, Sheamus, and Miguel.
They're getting an hour.
You know, bada-boom, realest guys in the world. I'm picking Gallows and Anderson. Until they lose. This is a match that you booked for the Intercontinental Championship. The champion, ladies love Dean Ambrose, so I keep forgetting, is the Intercontinental Champion
going up against... Yo, I forgot he had a match, man. I forgot he had a match.
Going up against Baron Corbin. Westside, I'm going to go to you first. Who are you booking to win this? Is Dean Ambrose going to have a good WrestleMania match?
Come on. Really? Look,
hey, it's not Goldberg. Not Goldberg. What's his name? Brock Lesnar. It's not Brock Lesnar. So,
okay,
Baron Corbin might work.
I'm willing to give Dean Ambrose slack here. Baron Corbin's been pretty good. I think Dean Ambrose probably could work fine with him. I think this match could be fine, but I don't know. Apparently, according to this, Dean Ambrose is... I still don't understand how odds work. He's 6-1 for Ambrose. But it's 1-16 for Baron Corbin, so whatever that means, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if they put the title on Baron Corbin. I would.
Yeah, I got Baron Corbin.
I mean, he made his main roster debut last WrestleMania. He wins the Intercontinental title this WrestleMania. Kind of makes sense.
Hey, that's how you build a character, right?
Yeah.
Having them WrestleMania moments. Sorry, Dean. You're going to catch the L again. Nick's tag team match, The Miz and Maryse going up against Nikki Bella and John Cena. This feud has actually been pretty damn entertaining, and I'm surprised this is not the main event of the show. Will John Cena and Nikki Bella overcome The Miz and Maryse? Remember, The Miz does hold a victory over John Cena at a WrestleMania. Could he do it twice? Could he do it two times? He might. He might not. who you guys got winning? John Bella or
John Bella, definitely.
You know, I'm going Maryse and Miz just because I have a dream.
I am going Miz and Maryse as well. Do you think John Cena is going to propose to Nikki Bella if y'all even give a fuck?
No.
Fuck no. Yo, would that be? That would be so corny, though.
Yeah, that's what they're predicting that's going to happen. My thought is...
That better not.
If they are going to go with this, they probably already, like, engaged and did it, like, a couple days before this. Because, come on now, this is all telegraph, you know? And it's wrestling, so you gotta, you know, just wing it. I don't know. But, yeah, I think John Cena and Nikki Bella are going to lose. John Cena is going to be like, I know I'm a loser, but I can win if you become my wedded wife. And she's going to be like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, Cena. I don't want to date no loser. Kick to the crotch.
He's going to bore at it. My wife.
Uh-huh. Next up is for the United States Championship. The champion of the United States, the Canadian Chris Jericho versus the Entertainment Kevin Owens. And these guys have been feuding pretty seriously. They just needed a title match to add a little bit of spice to the match. Who would you guys have win, Chris Jericho or Kevin Owens?
You know, Kevin Owens, because he had to get screwed out of the title.
I got KO winning it, and he's going to basically lay out Jericho. Jericho's going to disappear after WrestleMania.
I'm going with Kevin Owens, too, because he did get fucked up in that ladder match last year. And Chris Jericho did beat AJ.
Yeah.
So, Kevin Owens, why?
You can't win two in a row.
Right. You know, why?
Yeah, and Owens is the odds-on favorite for the match.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to have another two Canadians fighting for the championship of the United States.
Awesome. Sounds about right.
For the Raw Women's Championship, this is actually a fatal four-way elimination match. My client Nia Jax going up against the former champion Sasha Banks versus the formerly undefeated on pay-per-view Charlotte Flair versus the champion Bayley. Now, I didn't agree with the Charlotte losing on pay-per-view. Probably would have added a little bit more spice to this match. So who would you guys have to win this fatal four-way elimination?
I got Nia Jax.
Damn, I got Nia Jax going out first.
I'm shooting for the moon, man.
You're shooting for that 20 pot, 20
yep,
times.
That's right, man. That's right.
I'm going to say this now. Bayley ain't winning.
You know, it's interesting because she's the odds-on favorite to win.
I'm saying Bayley ain't winning. You can quote me right now. Bayley is not winning this
match.
All
right, I'm going to write that down right here so that we know Pootie says Bayley is not winning. And I'm going to say
Bayley
that we're going to talk about it when it turns out Bayley wins.
I do not know the elimination order. I think Sasha Banks will go out second. And I think the last two will be Charlotte Flair versus Bayley. But then again, I do like Nia Jax winning. I do like that idea. Who would be last with her?
This is how I see it happening. Charlotte goes out first because WWE is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Then Sasha and Bayley have to team up to get rid of Nia Jax. Then they have the one-on-one. Bayley wins clean. Sasha hugs her and then betrays her, goes heel.
Could be a good booking decision there. I got all three of them beating up Nia Jax because she's the bigger one. Take her out too.
I mean, honestly, yeah. I wouldn't take Charlotte out first, but part of me is that someone would try to.
No, Charlotte cannot go out first. I think that's law. She cannot go out first. Bayley.
Well, they already broke her WrestleMania.
No. Bayley goes out first. Bayley goes out first. You know why? She gets screwed over by Sasha Banks.
All right. You know what? I'm gonna write this shit down. This is all right. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Write your booking decision.
Says Bayley goes out first.
Bayley goes out first. Right. Yeah. Bayley goes out first. Sasha goes out next. Yeah, Sasha. Yeah, I got Sasha actually.
Out second. All right.
Yeah, I got Sasha. I got Sasha going out next. And then after that, then it's Charlotte and Nia Jax with Nia Jax going over.
So, okay. Bayley goes out first, Sasha out second, and Nia Jax over Charlotte is what you're saying.
Yep.
Okay, and I want to get Pooties on this one. You're going
now,
how are you booking this?
Now, I said Bayley, Charlotte, and Sasha Banks is going to bank Nia Jax, take the big girl out first, so it can just be them three. Then, I like your idea of Sasha Banks turning on Bayley, which is going to make Sasha Banks against Charlotte, and Charlotte's going to beat Sasha Banks. That's how I got it.
And then Charlotte gets her fifth
title reign, I believe. And
okay,
I'm gonna save this,
and we are gonna come back to this next week. All right.
And what did you book?
Me, I booked Charlotte out first because they all attack her. Then they Nia Jax out second. Bayley wins, and then Sasha after the hug, you know.
Oh, right. Okay. AJ Styles.
And I just want to point out we spent more time on that one than any of the other matches so far, because that's how much we care.
That's an interesting booking like match right there, man. Like, all the other matches was just kind of just fun to hear. But this was actually pretty good. Mind you, this is my first time looking at this WrestleMania card. My first time. So I'm just a shit person. Shane McMahon, here comes the money, going up
Women's Wrestler of the Year, 2016, AJ Styles.
And Outstanding Wrestler of the Year.
He is outstanding. Normally Shane McMahon matches at WrestleMania can be pretty cool. His Undertaker match was underwhelming. And his match that he had at Survivor Series, where he got, like, KO'd from that spear from Roman Reigns, I'm not really... I'm going to just sit and watch. I'm not going to have high hopes. I'm not going to have low expectations. I'm just going to watch as AJ Styles works as well as he always does. And I got AJ Styles winning, unless Shane McMahon has some shenanigans. But what would you guys think about this match?
I got AJ winning. He better not lose two fucking WrestleManias in a row.
Right.
He's going to have the opposite of an Undertaker streak, is what you're saying.
Yeah, he had a good year, even though he got that loss at WrestleMania. He was a part of it.
Right when he got into his feud with Roman Reigns, everything kicked into gear. But,
everything. Yeah, he had the top momentum in WrestleMania Star from last year until it all went downhill after that women's match. So he was a part of the good part of WrestleMania. You know? So you say AJ?
Yeah, I'm hoping.
I don't know where Mofo is.
He
probably going to.
The kids took him out.
Non-sanctioned match. Guys, I didn't book this. I didn't sign this. This is all him. The very, very injured but yet desperate Seth Rollins going up against Big Daddy Triple H. And you know he's going to have an entrance that's going to be maybe about a quarter less longer than Undertaker's. Seth Rollins is going to be back at WrestleMania. He missed last year. He did not want to miss this year. Word on the street that he was injured from Samoa Joe. And he says he's going to be there. Says he's going to be there. So if y'all would do the booking on us, please, who's winning, Triple H or Seth Rollins?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody wins.
The way I see it is, if it's an unsanctioned match, there shouldn't really be a legit winner. You know what I mean? It's just...
Well, if it's not sanctioned, anything can happen.
Just make no sense to me in WWE. It just don't.
Okay, so this is a one-on-one match.
I mean, if you're asking me who's going to be the first, like, who's going to stay on the ground for longer than 10 seconds, fine. I guess Seth Rollins is the first to walk into the back or something, right?
No, like, this is about pinfall.
But I thought this was an unsanctioned match.
It's unsanctioned. It's like, what's that match? Kevin Steen versus El Generico Final Battle. That was a non-sanct match. Like, whatever happens in that match, if y'all get hurt, y'all can't see the coming. Something. That's the rule that they say. It's a one-on-one match.
That makes absolutely no fucking sense to me.
It's wrestling. What does make sense? What does?
I expect WWE in the reality era to bring some damn reality to this shit. Alright, fine. I will book Triple H to win by shenanigans. There.
I'm going to say, where is J&J Security at? That would be nice to see them.
No, that would be crazy if they like.
That would be so much fun.
They ended up being like loyal to Seth.
Right. Oh man, that would just be so cool. Like they can't. I don't know where they're at. Like, are they still with the company? At least.
I think yeah.
Is Jamie Noble out of the hospital? Wasn't he stabbed? Like,
He's been out. Yeah, he's been fine for a while.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was a while back. But like, yeah,
I don't remember Tom that well.
I saw him. Like, I think it was a few weeks ago. There was a backstage segment that I saw him. But yeah, he's still working there, man.
I think this match could steal the show, but could be one of the better matches on this show. I don't know how mobile Seth Rollins is. Is he really injured? Is he faking it? I'm not sure, but they're risking it because we need him to be there. And then J&J
comes out and beats the shit out of him, and then Triple H wins, right?
Right. Could be. Or Samoa Joe just messes up, and Seth Rollins somehow gets help from, I don't know, Hulk Hogan or some shit. I don't know. This is non-sanctioned.
He may end up getting help from, like, maybe Sami Zayn or some shit. Or possibly Finn Balor.
Well, Finn Balor and Sami Zayn have been teaming on all the house shows, apparently.
Yeah.
Right. So we don't know.
Maybe they both come out and help.
Yeah. We don't know. We don't know. Moving on. Roman Reigns. The Undertaker. Streak is over. Nobody cares.
Streak been over.
Undertaker, I mean, Father Time is basically picking his pockets right now. And Roman Reigns is the big dog, as he said. This is his yard, you know. So, hey, if you want Roman Reigns to be the big dog, he's going to have to take down the Undertaker.
Yeah, he's beating him.
But what?
You said in 5 minutes?
Yeah,
that's as long as his entrance.
I know. He comes in, and then Roman just spears him. Taker kicks out. They wrestle for four more minutes. And
yeah,
then right before the five-minute mark, hits him with another... Oh, sorry. Superman punch, then spear.
Right.
You're right, because they got to have...
Taker's out.
Yep, because they got to have a short match. And it might as
now, what about the fans? Are the fans going to be pissed? Are they going to be happy?
Oh, definitely. They're going to riot.
Look, this man
especially
don't
they beat him in 5 minutes.
No fans.
Exactly. I mean, is Roman Reigns the heel in this?
Yes.
I mean, excluding how the fans think. I'm talking about how he's been acting on Monday nights.
Well,
is he the heel in this?
That's what Mofo said, that like he was actually kind of like being heelish in his latest promo.
So. Yeah, like, I mean, going up against The Undertaker, you're going to be the heel.
Every time.
But me being me, I think there's still going to be one behind the one. So I'm going to give the nod to The Undertaker. Even the streak is over, Bray Wyatt ain't beat him. And I totally forgot who The Undertaker faced last year, and it was Shane McMahon.
He wrestled Shane McMahon last year.
Yeah, I totally forgot. It was
the
a couple years ago.
The only
like,
thing you remember from that match was Shane McMahon jumping off the cell. That's it.
Yeah, damn near killing himself for a loss. I would never have
done
it. That thing was way too high.
You would have got it up there, looked down, everybody like, jump, you're like, no.
I would have climbed down the cage. I would have climbed down the cage, and when I got halfway, then I probably would have jumped. Probably would have hit him. But I'm going to say Undertaker wins. And Roman Reigns, he'll be fine. No. These guys are going to go... First of all, both of them can't go over 15. They cannot, because Roman Reigns cannot go over 15 minutes. Undertaker is not... You can see it, like, visually, and he is in the ring. Undertaker is not what he was 5 years ago. He was still working in Japan.
Legitimately be Taker's last WrestleMania.
Now, we said that every WrestleMania. He's the one of the bigger draws.
Again for this one.
Yeah. He frail, man.
How old is Undertaker?
He's in his 50s. Yeah. Probably like mid-50s now.
I'll click on his name and bring up his age real quick. He is 52 years old.
Oh, really? Okay.
52. Okay. And like I said, WWE needs him because he's the draw. I get it. But man, sometimes you just got to think of yourself and not the business. Sometimes I'd rather him stop. And I'm going to keep saying this. I wanted him to stop when he hit 20. When he got his 20 wins, I was like, okay, the end of an era. That's what they said. The end of an era. So I was like, okay, that's cool. Undertaker is 20. And then he got the 21. Fine. You know, stop right there. Then he lost. So I definitely thought, I think we all thought he was done after
should've
he
been
lost.
Done after
you
that.
Go out on your back. Right. And he collapsed when he got to the back. So, and he did it two more times. But I think this will actually be a real interesting match. I'm actually really interested in Roman Reigns versus The Undertaker. Not just because of the fans, you know, look on it. Because they did not like when Roman Reigns was number 30 at Royal Rumble. They did
This is the match I'm most looking forward to be honest with you.
Yeah, this will be cool.
Well, this and the Raw Women's match are the two matches I'm probably most looking forward to.
Now, a match that I'm not looking forward to because they did this at No Mercy... Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt for the
bullshit.
WWE Championship.
That's some
now,
bullshit.
They main evented this show at No Mercy instead of having the Miz and Dolph Ziggler. And even that then, I didn't care. Randy Orton did, you know, he planted the seeds. I get the storyline-esque of it. Bray Wyatt is finally the champion. Randy Orton saw his opportunity. He's seeked it. Now he's going to WrestleMania. And actually, it was going to be AJ Styles versus Bray Wyatt. You know, which, fine. You know, Wrestler of the Year, outstanding Wrestler of the Year. Going up against the champion, fine. Randy Orton, I had no plans for him winning Royal Rumble. I have no plans for him winning this match. I'm giving it to Bray. And Randy Orton probably going to win, but I'm giving it to Bray. Fuck it. What's the harm can do to that? You know. Well, what about you guys? Randy Orton or Bray Wyatt?
I would prefer Bray to come out as the champion. But Bray, why not? Randy has slightly better odds in case anyone cares.
Yeah, Bray Wyatt doesn't win feuds. He just doesn't. Yeah, he's weak against those.
Yeah.
You know, but we'll see how it goes. Doomsday, who would you have win this match? Who would you like to see win this match?
I got Bray. I hope Bray wins that shit.
Right. And mind you, by this time, no one's going to give a damn. Because this is going to be 10:30 when this match happens.
Yep. For you, you guys, it's definitely going to be 10:30. Me, it's going to be like 7:30. So,
see that? Yeah, y'all got the advantage because it kind of like starts earlier in the day for you guys. So it's like it's not completely like draining you, but for us, it's like going to the club.
Yeah, no, I can wake up late, go get myself some lunch, a late lunch, sit down, watch it, and then after it's over, you know, catch some prime time television.
Right. What would be the lunch break? Actually, no, let's get through this whole thing. The Universal Championship is probably going to headline WrestleMania. I'm sure that Universal Champion Bill Goldberg, the man, going up against the Beast Incarnate, the next big thing, Brock Lesnar, who has been getting freed up by Goldberg ever since Goldberg came in the ring in Survivor Series. He saw them in a Royal Rumble, and he freed him up again. Brock Lesnar did get one F5. But Goldberg came back last Monday night with a spear, with the quickness, because I didn't even see that coming. I thought they was going to throw fists. This man Goldberg ended it as quick as his other previous matches. So who's going to win this? Is Brock Lesnar going to get his title back? And how long is this championship match going to last for? Because if it's at 11 o'clock...
Are you asking? Who are you asking first?
It's Doomsday this time.
Okay, I got Goldberg winning this, and the match lasts 5 minutes.
Longer than normal. Okay. Westside, who are you booking to have win this match? Is Goldberg staying, or is Brock going to be the champion? And you know what happened last time when Brock
McMahon get fired for doing this shit, because I saw the last Brock Lesnar-Goldberg WrestleMania match, and it was garbage. Absolute garbage. And the only reason their second match was even semi-decent is because they knew their first match was so much garbage that it ended in 60 seconds. This is a waste of fucking time. I want Lesnar to destroy Goldberg in less than 2 minutes, and then, actually, to be honest with you, if I had it, look, I know I've been saying it that Brock Lesnar needs to wrestle Roman Reigns for the title, but to be honest with you, if this was the last match these guys ever had in WWE, I would be absolutely fine with it.
It just cannot be WrestleMania 20. It cannot be WrestleMania 20.
It's not going more than 5 minutes.
If it's,
and I don't even think it's going to go 5 minutes.
If it's like Survivor Series, I'll take it.
Lesnar's going to kick out of the jackhammer. It's pretty obvious. He's going to beat Goldberg. And then he may or may not hold the title until the end, until next year, where he loses it to Roman Reigns finally, because they still have to do the Lesnar-Roman Reigns match. But Lesnar's winning. That's pretty obvious. But this match
is going to suck to see my third favorite wrestler, Bill Goldberg, take the L, but...
Yep, that's what it's going to look like. Unfortunately.
Yeah, Goldberg wins this. What's going to happen? He's just going to have another 10-minute matches? I mean, at least we know Lesnar can go 10 minutes, 20 minutes in a triple threat match.
Right. But I didn't book this. But we all saw this coming. You know, we all saw it coming once Goldberg said, maybe I got another title run in me. And granted, it's not long. This is not a long title reign that he's having. Brock Lesnar seems to be more consistent than what Goldberg is, because I heard that Goldberg was going to leave after this anyway. He only came back for the nostalgia pop, you know, which is fine. Nothing wrong with that, you know, but you're looking at long term. You want Goldberg to destroy your whole roster in 90 seconds. That's not going to happen. And another thing that ain't going to happen is Brock Lesnar going to be on Raw every Monday. That's not happening either. No. As you remember when he was a champion last time. So, and another thing is, who's going to beat Brock Lesnar?
Like I said, he's going to be Roman Reigns, or he's going to lose the match in a triple threat match. That's how it works.
And Brock Lesnar beat him in a triple threat match, too, with him and Dean Ambrose. And he won another triple threat match with John Cena and Seth Rollins.
Yep.
So he beat all Shield members and Mount Rushmore.
I really like him in triple threat matches. Brock Lesnar is awesome in triple threat matches. Goes in, punches suplexes, gets double teamed, stays out of the ring for 5, 6, 7 minutes, comes back, destroys. Perfect triple threat match strategy.
Right. Something that works and shouldn't be broken. Yeah. But this is probably going to main event the show. Be the shortest main event in WrestleMania history, blah, blah, blah.
Which will actually be a step up from last year's main event, so...
Yeah, because that shit...
Who are you telling? And it wasn't even that... And funny thing is, that match wasn't even long. That was a normal main event match, but... It was 11
o'clock. Yeah, but that last half... The last half of WrestleMania 32 was so garbage that... you were so tired by the time that match came on. It didn't even matter. And then the match just had no heat to it. That first 5 minutes of that match were just boring. And then it got decent and just stayed decent.
They only popped when Stephanie McMahon got hit.
Yeah.
But we all knew Roman Reigns was winning that. We all knew that.
Yeah, the last half of that... Oh, my God, I'm looking at WrestleMania 13. All right, so essentially that whole show basically went down, I guess, with the League of Nations versus the New Day, because I forgot that was a match.
Yeah, and then Austin and, you know, Mick Foley, Shawn Michaels came out. That was actually pretty cool. Oh, yeah, New Day is still hosting this, by the way.
Yeah.
Yep.
Actually, I didn't even realize that the women's match came on right after the worst match of last year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, after the women's match, the momentum went down.
Yeah, so basically it was Lesnar versus Ambrose, which was garbage. Then the women's match, which was awesome. And then the Taker-McMahon match was boring. Then the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal for some reason. Then The Rock put a 15-20-minute promo and beat Eric Rowan. And then the main event. Oh, my God. Whoever booked... The way they laid out the matches last year was garbage.
Yeah. Like I said, once you get to that women's triple threat match, after that, stop watching WrestleMania Star.
And skip the match before the women's match, for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, other than that, don't watch it.
So we good?
That's it. WrestleMania 33 has been booked. People going to come up on Monday Night Raw. Because, you know, Raw after Mania, you know. Gotta have something crazy.
People don't even,
let's look at the NXT roster real quick.
People don't even look forward to WrestleMania. They look forward to the Raw after WrestleMania. Shit. Like, you might as well look forward to the SmackDown after WrestleMania now, too. Also, because since it's two separate rosters, and you know they're going to turn up for that shit, too. So... We got double the good shit to look out for that.
And imagine the booze if Roman Reigns beats The Undertaker.
Oh, my God.
All right, so...
Don't let him speak.
So who do we think is moving up?
Shinsuke.
Shinsuke.
I'm going
to
say...
Where do you think Shinsuke is going to show up to?
Who needs star power? Who needs faces?
Who needs Raw? Star power? Who needs faces?
Because Raw got hella heels.
Raw got a lot of
SmackDown
guy. Yeah, Raw got a lot of heels.
But SmackDown.
AJ's on SmackDown. Well, AJ might get turned to Raw. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we don't, no guess for, but we think Shinsuke's moving up. I think
I'm gonna say the Revival's
coming up too, right?
Yeah. Either Revival or DIY, one of those two are moving up.
All right, and
I can't think.
Those ones for those ones are the ones we think for sure. What about in? Do you think any women are gonna move up? And I'm not counting like because I still think Asuka's gonna be down there for a little while longer.
I don't see any women moving up. I don't see any women moving up. I don't think anybody's ready to move up.
They could probably take Billie Kay and Peyton Royce now if they wanted to.
They could.
I don't see either of them winning the title.
Yeah, but where would they go, though?
It doesn't matter, as long as they go as a team.
Yeah, like Dana Brooke and Emma.
Yeah. I mean, because they're not going to... Those two aren't going to win the title. I'm pretty sure we... Liv Morgan ain't gonna win the title either. I think they'd be pretty much fine with Nikki Cross, Asuka, and Ember Moon down there. And then you got obviously Ruby Riott coming up, Aaliyah, and then eventually Kimberly when they give her her name, and Mandy Rose. So they could probably stand to lose a couple women down
there. And they, I think they just put on what's her name? Heidi Lovelace on there too.
Yeah, yeah, Ruby.
Yeah,
Ruby.
Right. That's what he said.
Oh, right. I was like, woo. But yeah. So they got people. That, I mean, and even though it is Raw after WrestleMania, they don't have to bring everyone up.
Yo,
no, they
Enzo and Cass was perfect last year.
Yo, they. I'm sorry. They got a girl who was trying out for NXT, and she's like freaking like 6'4", fucking
the
massive.
Kickboxer.
Yeah, the kickboxer MMA person. Like, she's freaking tall as shit.
She's gonna destroy the roster when she gets in.
Yeah, and if she ain't awkward like that one girl. Remember that one girl from years ago? Anyone remember her? That there was that one. She was on. I think she was on one of those NXT shows. You know when NXT used to be like a competition show?
Vaguely.
Yeah,
I know what you mean. Like the early NXT.
Yeah, there was one girl. I think she was of European descent, and like she was built like a freaking refrigerator, fucking massive. But like she was like, but she was basically big for nothing. She didn't do anything. But yeah, there's
that wasn't the bodybuilder girl, was it?
No. Just a big girl. That was it.
Because I know the NXT. I don't know which version had a bodybuilder girl. She ended up marrying Bo Dallas.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. I think they're still together too.
Yeah. That kickboxer woman. I'm waiting for her match with Asuka.
We'll see.
Austin's gonna have to kick her in the back of her knees and then kick her in the head. That's the only way she's gonna get her.
Yeah, they got another.
Just this girl, like, you know, Koslov, because I have it on silent. They're talking to her and they're showing clips of Koslov. I'm like, what's Koslov got to do with this chick?
Yeah. who else? Who else did they have that they were possibly thinking about? That other girl. Lady Tapia, her too. Like, I don't know if she'll get signed eventually. You know, from, you know, that one Samoan girl from, like, TNA.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, Lady Tapa.
Lady Tapa. Yeah. Yeah, I think she, I remember she had tried out a few months ago. So, never know.
Yeah. But it's going to be interesting to see who they bring up. They probably should just bring up what's his name, the Perfect 10 now, too.
I know, I was just about to say it, but at the same time, he's in the middle of a storyline.
Yeah, before he does that, I want him to win the NXT title by the end of this year. That's me. Yeah. That's me in my booking. I want him to win that because I think he can do it.
And if they're gonna waste Andrade Almas, they might as well just waste him on the main roster too.
Oh God, no! Don't do that.
No. What about 205 Live?
No! Not even that.
What are you trying to do? Ruin his career?
I want him still on NXT to enjoy him. Okay.
Oh my goodness! You're gonna just.
All right,
that's it for me. I've been waiting on WrestleMania now.
Five star wrestlers.
Not without Mofo.
Not without Mofo.
I was like, who?
Yeah, Mofo. Ooh. Family stuff, obviously.
Yo, motherfucker got kids. Yeah. All right. Yeah, so I guess we're going to plug some shit.
Let's do all the company plugs first.
All the company man shit? Yeah, like Randy and Rio, our nice benefactors that don't pay us. I'm joking. Randy and Radio, of course, it's WrestleMania week for us, all of us. The Rant, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Freaks and F and Geeks, yada, yada, yada. So check that out at rantemradio.com. You got the live shows going on with the call-ins and all that. Of course, ours is pre-taped, pre-recorded, which would air on Thursdays at 9 p.m. on rantemradio.com. Of course, follow rantemradio at rantemradio on Twitter. And, yeah. I guess I'll do my plugs. Doomsday519.tumblr.com, at Joey Doomsday on Twitter. Doomsday Space 519 on YouTube as my primary channel. Secondary channel, Doomsday Gorilla, spelled as in PWG's Gorilla. Doomsday Gorilla on Instagram, and at Joey Doomsday 519 on Snapchat.
All right, and you know how to plug shit, except on to Twitter, at NNZ Podcast, and I hope y'all know how to listen to us by searching on that iTunes app. Actually, I think we can get podcasts on Spotify, too. I didn't even know. I thought it was just a music thing, but man, I'm going to try to work on that, get Spotify on there for us.
I mean, if we got to pay for that shit, that ain't happening.
Check the loopholes. Jesus Christ. Okay, go ahead.
I got the one plug. It's I'm in the last week of 31 days of sci-fi and fantasy on my blog, mygeekdom.wordpress.com. I have 4 updates up there. I am currently doing anime this week. And if you get a chance, go out and check out Power Rangers with the best German suplex of the month.
Okay. Like German suplexes.
And next week I will run down my list of movies to bore y'all with at the end of the show.
Can't wait. I like your list. You're cool. Alright. That's it. Doomsday. Get us out of here, man.
Hey. Smoke weed every day.
See ya.